year after year, it just seems to be now like it's this Groundhog Day of Boogie being awesome, but kind of having his moments in games where he checks out a little bit, and they just can't seem to hit on draft picks. And they're just kind of surrounding him with veteran players that aren't enough to get them into the playoffs and aren't enough to get them into the full tank of like a Sixers team or what the Nets look like. I mean, the Nets aren't tanking because they don't have any picks, but like, you know what I mean? They're not going to bottom out in the entire cellar. Anyways, I made the case that at some point this team has to kind of come to the reality that Boogie Cousins, like, I can't imagine that he's thinking that he would be re-signing. And with only, you know, 2 years left on his deal, that they probably got to take a serious look at what this team wants to be going forward. Like I said, with the new arena and trying to change the culture around the group. You, like, when you look at it, do you think that it's a situation where, no, you cannot trade Boogie, you just cannot trade superstars in the NBA, or it might be getting pretty close to moving on?
No, see, well, we talk about this again on Grant Napier's show that I'm a co-host on, and fans call in, and I'm not of the trade Boogie Cousins mind, because what you look for, guys, in the NBA is mismatches, and right now you have one of the top five mismatches in the league, so if you trade him, you're going to be searching for that mismatch again. On top of the fact, you look at a team like the Golden State Warriors. 5 years ago, the Golden State Warriors were the laughing stock. They weren't that good. It came with a change of culture that started with Mark Jackson and then went on with Steve Kerr. Well, now as I watched Coach Yeager and got to go to training camp and different things, he's teaching basketball. And it's something that I've talked about here since I've come back and been on air and that sort of thing, is we had a system when I was here. And that system we don't get credit for because we didn't win a championship. But that system is the same type of system that Golden State runs, that San Antonio now runs. And it you learn how to play the game. There's a difference in hooping and playing basketball. And I truly, truly didn't understand that until I got to Sacramento and started playing the game of basketball. And I think Kevin Durant made this same quote, and people really lost their mind on him because he got to the Warriors and now he's learning how to play the game of basketball. And that culture is what Yeager's trying to change.
Right,
and,
but can you build a culture around DeMarcus Cousins? I guess that's the question, because part of me believes, I look at the draft picks that the Kings have made over the last couple of years, and there have been some pretty big misses, but like, he couldn't work it out with Isaiah Thomas. They end up losing him for like nothing. And then you bring in a bunch of other rookies that just haven't been able to kind of find their spots. And I always feel like, I mean, you know this better than anyone, but when you got a veteran player that, you know, has a temperament like Boogie does, and you're missing open shots or your game is struggling, that he's not going to be patient with you, especially like you look at a guy like McLemore or Stauskas, shooters that need to get to their spots and need to take their shots. I always wonder sometimes how much he's maybe more of a detriment to young talent rather than a guy that helps foster it. And maybe he just needs to be on a veteran-laden team.
See, I'm of the opinion that people put too much onus on Boogie from the standpoint that everything is on his shoulders. You've had multiple owners, you've had multiple general managers, and you've had multiple coaches, more than anyone in the league. And if I am the guy and everything is on me, you're trying to equate me with that. Is he frustrated? Does he get frustrated sometimes? Yeah, he does get frustrated sometimes. But the point is, if you change the culture and he sees those guys in the gym working on their game, and all of a sudden all of that comes into effect at one time, yeah, I think he is that type of player. I personally like his attitude. Now, you got to control it from time to time, but I like the edginess. I think there's too much kind, friend out there on the court. I don't like you right now. We're playing. We can be friends if you want to when we're done, and we can go eat or whatever, but right now I'm trying to take your head off because I'm trying to win. I like that attitude. But now you have to be able to mold it in a way that's constructive and it's well for the team. We've seen him go to USA Basketball, and he was a model citizen. We've seen that. But he was around better players. I get that, but and around a coaching staff. But now you've got a coaching staff. You got a new arena. You got a stable general manager, a stable owner. You got all of those things in place. So you can't judge him off the, in my opinion, you can't judge him off the pass with all of this uneasiness and all of this flow that's been around the Kings for so many years. You got to give him a chance to get into something where he knows every day when he comes to work, this is what it's going to be. When he passes the ball, he knows that the effort is going to be there and all that. Will he have to adjust and adjust his attitude and different things? Yes, he will. I think it's possible. A lot of people don't.